Navigating the complexities of hair growth and loss can be both concerning and deeply personal. So, what steps should you take? Millions are affected by hair and scalp changes every day. In a society where our appearance can make or break even one day, where should you turn for informative, honest, science-based information? Kimberly Vaughn's goal for this podcast is to offer informative content with the help of subject matter experts, along with individuals just like you.
Hello. Welcome. It's Kimberly V, your alopecia equals hair loss. On today's episode, what's pretty exciting about this is that we're actually going to be having a few demonstrations. And the number one thing that we're going to focus on is men's styling for thinning hair and how to truly give you an opportunity to feel confident about what's going on when you go to the office or you go out for the afternoon or you dress up and go out with the guys. We just need to make sure that even though your hair is starting to recede slightly, thin a little bit in the crown, that we can give you the tools and offer some recommendations and suggestions on how to get some styling benefits in. So without further ado, let's move on to talk about step one. So 9 times out of 10, most of the clients that we speak to, men, are shampooing in the shower. And that means you're shampooing either once a day or twice a day, right? After the gym. So number one is we want to understand the importance of a proper shampoo. Making sure that you are truly shampooing the scalp and massaging the scalp is going to be key. Then, after making sure that you've finished your massage, and we like to try to encourage you to massage that scalp for a good 30 seconds, of course, with the proper shampoo. That's a whole other episode. But making sure that you're truly using a proper shampoo that is natural, that's free of parabens, and that is truly going to be gentle on the scalp and the hair is critical. So after the illustration, you've noticed how important it is to shampoo. Next is we want to make sure that we rinse properly. Once you have truly rinsed the scalp, then you need to moisturize that scalp. And I didn't say condition it with heavy oils or a lot of polymers. I'm talking about truly getting some moisture into that scalp so that the scalp has an opportunity to lubricate itself with moisture. So same principle applies. I want you to apply a small amount, as you see here, of the conditioner into the palm of your hand, work it into the scalp, and again, leave it on for the 30 seconds. Again, massage. You're going to get really tired of me sharing this information, but massage is critical. And making sure that it's continuing to feed and stimulate those follicles and stimulate and encourage the blood flow and the oxygen flow to the scalp is one of the ways to help prevent miniaturization and hair thinning. So perform these two steps. It's really important. Then you'll rinse, you'll get out of the shower, go on about your normal routine, whether that means, right, that you're towel drying and blotting the scalp, as you see here in the illustration, or that you're going ahead and drying your body and then the scalp dries on its own. It really is going to depend on how much density you have in your hair and the thickness of the hair. So I'm going to leave that up to you. Now we're going to move into step two. So step two is making sure that the scalp is dry before you apply any styling products. And as you see here, when you apply your styling products, you want to make sure that you're applying those to the scalp lightly and then working them out to the ends, depending upon the style that you're desiring. Whether it is a flat top, it's a very high pompadour or something that you're wearing your hair up and you want to make sure that the hairstyle stays in place, then you are going to want to use some product. Now, product is not bad for the hair or the scalp as long as it's properly shampooed out of the scalp and out of the hair on a daily basis. The other area that comes into play here in step two is that many times men are using different forms of fibers or topical colorations and pigment on the scalp. Again, that's a totally another episode. But if you are using these pigments, make sure that you're using a product that is natural. You can also set these pigments with a light spray that will help hold those in place, because as soon as you hit the gym and you start sweating, they're going to start dripping and starting to evaporate and really start to change colors and get pretty nasty. So make sure that you're using the proper product. As long as you are shampooing the styling product out and you're shampooing out the fibers daily, that is truly going to make a big difference in what's going on with the scalp. Third and final step is really, once you're ready to style, are you styling with the help of the blow dryer? So if you're not drying, but the hair is not giving you the fullness or the body or the really kind of the staying power that you want, right? If you notice, you know, in the illustration, we want to make sure that this model's hair is standing up and giving us more volume in appearance. So I'm truly going to lightly dry this hair before and after I've applied a styling product. And then from there, he's going to be set for the remainder of the day. And then it's nice because the hair looks great. You don't have to worry about walking into the mirror and worrying about your reflection every time that you're walking by. We want to get your hair styled and get it coiffed and into position when you leave the house in the morning. And then at least that offers that added touch of confidence for you.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. We hope you've gained valuable insights into the world of hair care and restoration. If you found this episode enlightening, don't forget to drop us a review over on Apple Podcasts. If you're eager to delve deeper into how HPI Hair Partners can cater to your hair needs, why wait? Connect with us today at hpihairpartners.com and make sure you never miss an episode by hitting that subscribe button. Tune in every week for fresh and enlightening updates. Until then, here's to healthier hair and boosted confidence.